centre at 9. A court heard it was miraculous more people weren't killed in the samurai sword attack in northeast London last April. Marcus Monzo's been found guilty of murdering 14-year-old Daniel Anjorin as he walked to school in Hainault. He also injured five others in his 20-minute cannabis-fueled rampage. Victim and young father, Donato Iwu, suffered a neck injury. He describes the moment after he was hit by Monzo in his van.
I saw this guy, I went to him, I said, are you okay? He didn't talk to me, he was angry. I said, yeah, I need to kill. I was like, huh? Who are you killing? He's like, hello. I said to him, you okay? Then the next thing I saw a samurai sword.
Donald Trump says the US will hold talks with Iran next week as he doubles down on claims Tehran's nuclear facilities have been obliterated. A leaked intelligence report suggests the strikes by the US only delayed the Iranians' progress by a matter of months. Israeli intelligence officials claim the damage done is systemic. But former Navy pilot and current US Democratic Senator Mark Kelly isn't so sure.
He said it the night of the strike without any information about what happened underneath 200 feet of rock and granite. The likelihood of something underground like that being obliterated is incredibly low.
Meanwhile, NATO leaders have agreed to a massive hike in defence spending after pressure from President Trump. They've also expressed commitment to come to each other's aid if any of them attacked. Sir Keir Starmer's insist a vote on his welfare reforms will go ahead next week. That's despite a huge rebellion among Labour MPs. Eurostar passengers are being urged not to travel. A cable theft in northern France is causing disruption. And in football, England's under-21 side are through to the final of the European Championships. It follows a 2-1 win over the Netherlands, with Liverpool's Harvey Elliott scoring both goals. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. Digital Blues on Gateway 97.8 with Ashwin Smythe.
Is ruthless, the evil circle is mean. It's easy to get caught up and it takes a man to lean. If you're struggling, baby, struggling, baby. If you're struggling, baby, struggling, baby. Well, it's time to take action, time to roll up your sleeves. It's only hard work that counts, good intention that pays. No shortcuts to the money, no shout.
Welcome to Digital Blues with me, Ashwin Smyth. Another week, another show, and some more great music for you. And we started off by a track from Anders Damas and the Acres of Corn. I know I've pronounced his surname wrong. He comes from Norway, and the track has been released as a single, as a precursor to a forthcoming album in the not too distant, and the track called Struggling. And we stay with Norwegian blues with a new track, again released as a single, from Spoonful of Blues. Of course, Spoonful of Blues lost their longtime guitarist Morten Omlid last year. Maybe it was earlier this year, I can't remember now. It's terrible how time flies. And they've replaced him with two of his guitar students. And this is the first track that's been released, recorded with the new band lineup. So this is Spoonful of Blues, and it's called Young Man.
Town. My I stand alone, the lowest I've ever been, locked in a trance, blinded by my best sins, broken in two. What can I do? Deeper than the blues, it's so hard to shake. I'm standing still, no chance of moving on. The bitterest pill I'll take till this pain has gone. Lost in this world, but I can't escape the truth. I fall right down, it's my
segment off with A Spoonful of Blues from Norway and Young Man, and then from France, Emerald Moon, a new name to me. They have an album out called The Sky's the Limit, and the track I played, What You're Told, and interesting reading on the sleeve of the album. It says Emerald Moon, incandescent classic rock, or when Thin Lizzy meets Pat Benatar with a touch of Led Zeppelin. There was certainly a touch of Thin Lizzy in there. That was followed by the wonderful Jesse Lee and the Alchemists. Their third album comes out in July. It's called Legacy, and from that, the track Show Me Your Love. And then finally, from Mick Simpson, another new release, Changing Times, and full of great, great stuff from Mick. That particular track called Deeper Than the Blues. Well, next, something completely different. Susie Thompson, an name who is unknown to me, but she has an album out called Susie Sings Siebel, Volume 1. And for this album, she's taken 10 of the songs written by 1970s singer and songwriter Paul Siebel and made them her own. Siebel is best known for Louise, famously recorded by Bonnie Raitt, Linda Ronstadt and countless others, although he wrote many, many more. But he retired from music in the 80s and disappeared, and sadly died in April 2022. The track I'm going to play is that aforementioned Louise, and here it is, Susie Thompson from Susie Sings Siebel and Louise.
They all said Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. little girl. A deceiver, don't believe her, that's her trade. Thank you.
There's a cold wind blowing across the fence. There's islands of precision. There's a shoreline of pretense. And it all flows together in the gulf we recognize. There's a gulf in America between the truth and the lies. There's a soul in America, and trust to be betrayed. There's decades of politicians, see money to be made. There's always some good souls whose honesty can be gold. The computer algorithms deny the truth to be told. There's a gulf in America. There's a cold wind blowing across the strait. It's time to bridge the chasm and fight the waves of hate. Not a politician, but there's a constitutional fight. There's a gulf in America between the day and night.
Three wonderfully different tracks there, and I just enjoyed playing those, loved listening to them as well. We started off Susie Thompson. Susie sings Siebel Volume 1 and the song Louise. That was followed by a lovely track called My Mournful Bride from the Rifle Birds of Portland. They have an album coming out in August called Windmills on the Moon, and really enjoyed that. And then something, well, I always eagerly await a new arrival from the Mighty Boss Cats, because Richard Townsend is just superb with the way he puts songs together, fantastic lyrics always, and beautiful instrumentation, as was demonstrated on that particular song from his brand new release called 4,000 Weeks, and the song Gulf of America, and the lyrics well worth a close listen to, but then they always are with Richard. Thank you, Richard, for bringing a bit of class. Anyway, we move on. Before I get too deep in the hole that I'm digging. Next up, it's the Alexis P. Souter Band and a brand new album called Just Stay High. And this track, It Ain't Easy.
It ain't easy.
So that's what I said.
Searching for the light. We
turn our heads pretending they're all right, but deep inside we know it ain't right. Don't we care about the poor souls crying out, losing faith, living in fear and doubt? We build our castles while they go without. Our hearts should scream, but our lips don't shout. Can we make sure our children rise and soar, so they don't have to live in a world with war? Are we more than just bystanders in the play, walking past the homeless pretending it's okay? There's a cause for looking the other way. Our silence is too high a price to pay. Can we make sure our children rise in song, so they don't have to live in the world before? Can we make sure our children rise? We more than bystanders in a play, walking past the homeless pretending it's okay. There's a cost for looking the other way. Our silence is too high. Power to change, break the chains, stop the rain. No more blaming, no more shame. Our silence is too high a price to pay. Our silence is too high a price to pay. Our silence is too high a price.
Hi, this is Mike Vernon, and you're listening to Digital Blues with Ashwin Smythe.
Take one step, two steps forward, three
Yes, we started off that segment and the final segment of the show with the Alexis P. Souter Band and It Ain't Easy from the album Just Stay High. Then from Mercedes Nicole, a hard-hitting song with some great lyrics, Too High a Price to Pay, and that's the name of the album that the track comes from. And then from the British Blues Casting Corporation, a track... Well, the title track of their latest offering, Holy Sinners and Sinful Saints. No, Saints and Sinners is the name of the album and of the track. The next track was from David Moore, and that was Holy Sinners and Sinful Saints. Again, the title track of the album. And I'll leave you with the Ron Kramer Trio. And Junior Steps, a nice instrumental from Sarasota Swing. Thanks for your company. I'll be back same time next week with new teeth in. Bye for now.
Mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.